it was always very important to me as a learner to understand the meaning of my favorite songs. You know, that actually prefaces very well what we're going to be discussing today, which is the importance of understanding the actual meaning of the songs you like. So not just listening to a song in English to practice maybe pronunciation or listening in general, but actually understanding what this song is talking about, what the message is there. Ah, yeah, citizens of the world, this is Thiago from Real Life English, where our mission is to guide you beyond the classroom to live your English in real life, to help you speak confident, natural English, connect to the world, and actually use your English as the doorway to your greatest life. I'm joined in the global studio today by the one and only, once again, Kase. Hey, Kase.
Hey, Thiago. Hey, guys.
Kase, I would like to start today's conversation by asking you a question. And the question is, What was the last song you listened to? And do you know what it talks about?
Well, I have to say that Coldplay is coming to South Africa in October, I believe. And I've been listening to a lot of old Coldplay music just because, like, it's nostalgic. And the last song I listened to was Yellow. Look at the stars, look how
they shine for you. Do you know what the lyrics talk about?
Yeah. So let me first say that when I first listened to the song, I was convinced that he wrote the song for his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow. I thought that, you know, like when he talks about Yellow, I thought he was singing about the color of her hair. But I discovered, no, he wrote it for an ex-girlfriend or someone he loved before he meeting Gwyneth. And the song basically talks about, you know, sort of the sort of adoration for someone you love. And it basically talks about all of their beautiful qualities. And I think it's really just like poetry. It's just very beautiful.
So, Kase, back to what I was saying, it was always very important to me as a learner to understand the meaning of my favorite songs. And why is that important? One reason I can give here is that, first, it gives you more context needed to really understand the vocabulary in the lyrics. Let me give you a quick example here. I think everybody knows the band Queen, right? And they have that song, We Are the Champions. And the very first line goes something like this. I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. So if you look at the first line there, I've paid my dues. Maybe if you don't know this expression, you would have to look it up. But let me explain it to you here. When you pay your dues, you go through a series of obstacles and challenges in your life, and you successfully overcome them. So after that, you can say, wow, I've paid my dues to be where I am today. Like, I've gone through a lot and I'm still here, you know, I'm doing well. And then he continues, I've done my sentence but committed no crime. So looking at the context and starting to think about what the singer is trying to communicate, we can understand here that maybe it's a person reflecting on their life, maybe on their past obstacles and challenges. If we listen to the rest of the song, we would have more context to understand what it really is about. But you see, only with this first verse, you can already see the importance of paying attention to the words of the lyrics, right?
This is very interesting. It reminds me of like studying poetry, for example. We can read a poem and at face value, it's words. You can understand every single word and still not understand the meaning that the writer is trying to communicate. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what you're saying. Like, once you understand the meaning, you gain this deeper appreciation, and the words start to make more sense. So it's like it suddenly all just connects. Like, it's not just random.
Yeah. It's great also for your critical thinking, you know, to develop your critical thinking chops. Because it's about going that extra layer deeper. Yeah, you're not just listening to the song, but you are trying to understand what it talks about. There were many times in my life, Kase, where I loved to listen to a certain song. You know, I loved the music, but I had no idea what the lyrics were about. And then once I learned English, and then I learned what the lyrics of that song that I loved actually talked about, I would realize that, oh man, these lyrics are so silly. You know, they're so stupid.
It sucks.
And in a way, yeah, that would kind of decrease my love for the song a little bit. I wouldn't like it as much anymore because the lyrics were so ridiculous. And the opposite is always true. Sometimes there were songs that I didn't like so much at first, musically speaking. But then when I looked into the lyrics and learned what the message was, then, whoa, I mean, these lyrics are great. This message is great. And then I started to appreciate the song more because of the lyrics, right? And then there is also what I call the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is like when you have a great song musically, the music is awesome already, and the lyrics are also great. It has a powerful, compelling message. And there are songs like that. So if you find those songs, like, oh, that's magic. You know, that's like the Holy Grail.
That's so true. I can think of a few classics. Like, I was watching a documentary on Elton John. Mm. I was watching, like, actually a lot of, like, British songwriters. Even George Michael. There's something on Netflix now with George Michael.
Oh, nice.
Like, it's really interesting when, yeah, like, when you find artists who are exceptional songwriters. Like, the lyrics, just, it, you feel it in your bones, in your gut. And the music is also so good that you just,
I like what you're saying about you feel it in your bones, right? Because I also believe that having this habit of analyzing lyrics and understanding the meaning of the songs you listen to actually gives more meaning to the act of listening to music, to the habit of listening to music. Because music is something nowadays that is so ubiquitous. Ubiquitous means something that is present everywhere. Yeah, it's all around us. Music is all around us. That we tend to take it for granted, actually. We don't appreciate it as much because, you know, we have music everywhere. But if you take that time to also study the lyrics, you will realize that it adds more meaning to the act of listening to music. When I was a teenager, I listened to lots of bands and music and rock music. And for me, music was actually very helpful in my teenage years. In order to, let's say, help me navigate the chaotic teenage years that we all go through. You know, you feel a lot of anxiety during those years, uncertainty. You don't know what your place in the world is or what kind of person you want to be. So I find that this meaningful act of listening to music, to my favorite bands and artists, understanding or trying to understand what they were talking about, add more meaning to that period of my life, and actually it helped me make more sense of things. Yeah.
I can really relate. It really resonates with me, you know, what you're saying, because I had a student recently where he asked me what kind of music I listened to when I was a teenager. And I said, like, Linkin Park, Avril Lavigne. I was one of those, like, girls in my skater girl phase. I think it was a thing back then in the early, I won't say when, but those people who know, if you know, you know. But anyway, so he said, wow. And he's Brazilian. So he said, you know, me too. I listened to Linkin Park. And he told me this amazing story of how he listened to the entire album. Anyway, it was one of the earlier Linkin Park albums, and he was saying that it helped him so much with, like, learning English. He was on a tour, some kind of football tour with his school or something, and on the trip he listened to this entire album, and he says it helped him with his English because he kept listening to these songs on repeat. And I think that it resonated with him in that same way. It helped him sort of feel like, yeah, pumped up for this football match he was going to play, tournament he was going to play. And yeah, music helps us in whether it's calming us down. I mean, while I'm setting up for filming, I'm listening to music. It calms me down, helps me feel relaxed. Different moods. Want to feel pumped up? There's, you know, music for that too.
Yeah.
So.
What does it mean, by the way, Kase, to feel pumped up?
Like really, like you know what, like when you're ready for a fight, you know, those people who sort of like help you feel like you're ready to go. So when you're pumped up, it's like, it's this level of like, readiness, I want to say. It's this feeling of being like, I'm ready for what's coming next. So if it's a fight, if it's an exam, just feeling like you're in the zone, another expression, but you're in the right headspace, frame of mind to take on what you're going to do.
Awesome. Yeah. One final point I want to make about this topic is that the meaning can also be subjective. Sometimes you pull up lyrics to a song and you realize that the lyrics are so cryptic, so enigmatic, that it's kind of hard to identify what it talks about. So what you do is you read the lyrics and you kind of run the words through your filters and you come out or you come up with your own personal interpretation of those lyrics, which is also very valid. You are still practicing your critical thinking there. Yeah, like, okay, I mean, I'm trying to make sense of these verses here, or what do they mean to me also? So it's important to mention that it can be subjective. Maybe it's not so black and white sometimes, especially talking about art or music in this case, right?
Absolutely. I love that. And again, like I'm thinking about the song Yellow. Like to me, he had to have been talking about her hair. I was just thinking, he says, and it was all yellow. And I just thought that it was like, she looks like a ray of sunshine. But also I think like what you're saying about critical thinking, again, it sort of connects with this idea of it being like poetry. Like it's a piece of art. It's a piece of literature. Someone took the time to write it. It's their thoughts and their feelings that they put into those lyrics. And when you're reading poetry, it can mean something different to each of us. And it's the same with music. Mm-hmm. So I love what you're saying because we can listen to the same song and have a totally different experience while we're listening to it.
Actually, I thought it would be a cool idea for us to actually demonstrate it today, Cassie, with a song. We're going to be breaking down a popular song that I'm sure you guys out there know or have listened to it. We're going to be breaking down the lyrics and
definitely
some of the language and also some of the meaning that we get from reading the lyrics. But before we do that, I think now is a perfect time to give a shout out to one of our listeners.
Okay, so this shout out goes to Olga, who says, "This is the best app for English learners I have ever seen. Literally, I had searched for such an app for 2 years. I listen to the Real Life podcasts while driving a car, cleaning my house, and even at work. And I love speaking to people around the world. Honestly, I already can't imagine my day without this app. You make me feel happy every single day. Thank you again, and oh yeah."
That's amazing. Yeah, thank you so much.
Olga.
That's awesome. And dear listener, if you want to improve your English and take it to the next level, do it just like Olga is doing and download the Real Life English app. Why? Because with the app, you can still listen to the Real Life English podcast, but we give you some extra things. For example, we give you a free interactive transcript for the episode of the week. That means that you can actually read along and see every single word that we use here on the episode. We also give you a few flashcards for you to memorize words faster. And it doesn't stop there. With the app, you can also connect to a learner around the world at the touch of a button to have a short 4 to 8 minute English conversation and practice your speaking skills. So what are you waiting for? Download the Real Life English app. It's free to download. I'm going to leave the link in the description of this video if you're watching us on YouTube, or if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other place, it's going to be in the show notes as well. Or if you prefer, you can just go to your favorite app store, Google Play Store, Apple App Store, search for Real Life English and download the app from there. All right, Cassie. So today we're going to be dissecting a little bit of a very popular song by Michael Jackson called Beat It. You know the song?
Mm-hmm. I do. I really like it. It's like playing in my head right now.
Yeah, it's such a famous, popular song. So today, as a demonstration, we're going to be, you know, explaining some of the lyrics and the words here to you guys. All right, Cassie. So one thing that you can do when you are trying to understand a song is by looking at the title right away. So here we have Beat It. Do you have any idea what Beat It means in the song?
I'm not gonna lie to you guys at all. Like, I've been singing the song for years, like, without knowing what he was actually talking about. But I guess contextually, I understood. Beating, you know, when you tell someone to beat it, you're telling them to get out, get away from, you know, from you or from a situation. Just beat it. Get out. Go away.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, that is one of those songs that we listen to, we sing, but we don't even stop to realize what it means, right? And yeah, it means exactly that.
Yeah, it's so catchy.
It's so catchy, right? So yeah, let's start breaking down some language here. We have the first verse. He starts by singing, they told him, don't you ever come around here, right? They told him, don't you ever come around here. There's a connected speech pattern here, first of all. Yeah, we have they told him. So the him there is pronounced as an M. So the H is dropped. And I join the M with the D for told. Told him, like a flap sound. They told him. He goes, they told him, they told him, they told him. Right? They told him. And then, you know, he sings the rest. So they told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it. Just beat it. I want to sing already. So beat it.
You should.
It's so cool. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. Can I say, what does that mean? The fire's in their eyes in this context.
This is such a poetic line, I think. It's like you can almost visualize it, like someone having fire in their eyes. Like he's talking about them being like enraged, like furious, like... we can almost picture them being so mad, like they're out to like destroy you. So from the lyrics, we can tell that there's something bad's happening, and some people have fire in their eyes, which means that they're really mad.
Okay, so in this first verse here, we already have an idea of the tone of the song, right? What it's talking about. Something bad is about to happen, as you said. And then we have the second verse here. Can you read the second verse for us, Cassie?
Okay, so the second verse says, you better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You want to be tough, better do what you can, so beat it. But you want to be bad. You better run, you better do what you
can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. First of all, some of the language here. We start with, you better run, you better do what you can. You better run. The full structure here would be you had better run. That's the correct full structure. You can contract had to a D, and then you would say you'd better run. But notice that here in the lyrics, the had completely disappears. And this is very common in songs or more informal conversation. Many times people just drop the had of the structure and they say you better do this, you better do that. Like in this case, you better run, you better do what you can. Another nice point here is the second line, don't want to see no blood. Notice that we have a double negative here. Don't, that's a negative word, and no blood, that's another negative word there. Grammatically speaking, that would be incorrect. We don't have double negatives in English, grammatically speaking. But again, in music, in some movies, or depending on the person who's talking, you might see it, all right? So this is more, I guess, for artistic expression. It's more deliberate. Maybe it sounds cooler to say, don't want to see no blood, than maybe the correct way, which would be don't want to see any blood. But know that this is actually wrong, grammatically speaking, all right? Can I say, looking at the second verse now. So the first one, you said that, ooh, something bad is about to happen. Some people have fire in their eyes. Looking at the second verse here, how would you build up the meaning here? What is it talking about?
When he says, just beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. I think this part is giving us an idea of what's going on. So when he says, beat it, he's saying, just walk away, get out of that situation. So think of someone like, you know, instead of taking revenge, instead of fighting back, rather walk away. Mm-hmm. This is what he's saying. I mean, you could think of it as, you know, beat it obviously has another meaning. It means like, you know, I'm going to defeat this person. So again, here we come. It comes down to, I guess, if you want to read that into the song, that's also totally okay. It's art. You can take that from it, because to beat something means to conquer it. It means to destroy it. It means to, you know. So he could be talking about defeating them, or he could be talking about walking away. But based on, you know, just reading the lyrics, and he says here, no one wants to be defeated. And he also talks about walking away. If you listen to the full song, you'll hear that as well.
Yeah, in this verse here, we have words like blood, don't want to see blood, don't be a macho man, you want to be tough, you want to be bad. So yeah, we can maybe picture a group of young men getting ready to fight each other. By the way, a great way for you to better understand the context or the meaning of a song is by watching the music video. So if there is a music video for the song you like to listen to, watch it, because usually the video gives you more clues as to what the situation is about, what the message or the tone of the song is about. In this case here, Beat It, if you watch the music video, you will see that it's literally about gangs. It's about gangs getting ready to fight each other. So simply by watching it, you can already tell what it is about, mostly. And then, Kelsey, we have here the chorus. The chorus, the famous chorus, right? Let me read that. Just beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Oh, man, this is so good, you know? And then just beat it. Yeah. And then beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. So, as you said, Kelsey, beat it, hear me, could be, actually it is, get out of here, right? Especially in this context of two gangs getting ready to fight. Come on, man. It's like Michael is saying, get out of here, guys. Let's not fight, you know? Because no one wants to be defeated, as he says. This word here, funky, is interesting. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. I actually did a little research on this word and the song, and I checked some language forums and stuff. And I realized that even native speakers don't know exactly what Michael was trying to say here. Because, you know, outside of the context of the song, the word funky here doesn't make much sense. It would be actually considered wrong. So one possible explanation that I saw, and I liked actually, was that funky could be related to the music. You know, funk music, American funk music. And funk music has that quality of being more bad to the bone, you know, like badass. You feel more badass when you're listening to nice funk music from the US, you know?
Yeah.
So here, showing how funky and strong is your fight, maybe showing how badass, how cool and strong your fight is. That is a meaning here to the song that I think makes more sense, you know? But yeah, it's one of those words that people are not really sure what Michael was trying to say here. But that's a pretty good definition, I would say, for this context here. Especially considering the fact that the first albums by Michael Jackson were heavily based on funk music. Yeah, so he comes from that funk background as well. So, you know, I think it makes sense to think about it this way. The third verse here, Cassie, could you read that one?
Sure. So it says, they're out to get you. Better leave while you can. Don't want to be a boy. You want to be a man. You want to stay alive. Better do what you can. So beat it. Just beat it. So again, you know, he's talking about, like, you know, he says here straight up, like, they're out to get you. So we know, like, there's, you know, it's a bad situation. They're out to get you. So what he does here is he drops the first T in out. So we hear ow and the schwa sound of the O in two. So we hear outer get you. So he pronounces the T in get as sort of a stop T. It's a lot softer than the other. So we hear out to get you.
And Cassie, there is another line here that is really cool. And that's one of the cool things I think about using music to improve your English, because you get to notice these little nuances. For example, if you listen closely, he sings stay alive. You wanna stay alive. He goes, you wanna stay alive. But we all know that the correct pronunciation is stay. You want to stay alive. But why? I mean, I guess it's for stylistic purposes. Again, we are studying here that the song talks about gangs getting ready to fight each other. There is this aggression, violence involved in the lyrics here. That's what he's talking about. And Michael's voice here sounds more raw. He uses that drive. So it, you know, it adds even more to the tone of the song. Yeah, him going, you want to stay alive. You know, it's like, man, that is so cool. But it's one of those nuances that you get by paying attention to the words, to the song, right? Let me read the last verse here. You have to show them that you're really not scared. You're playing with your life. This ain't no truth or dare. They'll kick you, then they'll beat you, then they'll tell you it's fair. So beat it, but you want to be bad. They'll kick you, then beat you, they'll tell you it's fair, so beat it. Can I say, this part here, this ain't no truth or dare, could you explain that to us?
Sure. Here he again uses that sort of double negative, ain't no. And then truth or dare is a game that people play. So in this context, when he's talking about, when he says it ain't no truth or dare, he's trying to say that this is not a game. They are coming for you. Your life is at risk here. He says you're playing with your life. This ain't no truth or dare. This ain't no game. This is not a game. In case you don't know, truth or dare, I guess it speaks for itself. I'm sure most of you already know what truth or dare is. But if you don't, it's a game where someone asks you whether you want to answer a really truthful question. You have to answer truthfully. A question that you have to answer truthfully, or whether you want to do a dare, which is just like do something crazy that you might not want to.
Awesome. Yeah. And finally, can I say, this last part here, I want to share a little story because when I was a kid, I listened to Michael Jackson a lot. And back then, I didn't know English at all. But I remember this line of the song here, it sounded so cool back then, the way he sang it. I had no idea what he was talking about or even what the words were, but it sounded so cool that I kind of made up my own way back then to sing this part. And, you know, it was just gibberish, right? I was just, you know, inventing words to kind of try to emulate what he was doing here. But the words is they'll kick you, then they'll beat you, then they'll tell you it's fair. Why? I think it's that's cool. Because the way he sings it is very like staccato. You know, it's like they'll kick you, then they'll beat you, then they'll tell you it's fair. So be it, you know? It's like this, they'll kick you, then they'll beat you, then they'll tell you it's fair, you know? They'll kick you, then they beat you, they'll tell you it's fair. So kick you, beat you, tell you, you know, it's very, you know? It's really aggressive, yeah? And it matches really well with the tone of the song. Connected speech here, we have kick you. So the k for kick can be joined with the you, so kick you, they'll kick you. Also, will there is being contracted, they will, so they'll kick you. And then, again, they'll beat you. We have will being contracted, they'll. The T and the Y combination there for beat and you sounds like a ch sound, ch-ch. So beat you, they'll beat you. And then they'll tell you. They will again, contracted, they'll, and the L for tell could be joined with you. They'll tell you.
I have a question I have to ask. So what did you think he was saying when you were singing it? You said you made up your own lyrics. What were you thinking?
I had no idea. I just remember that it sounded so cool that I wanted to sing along. But since I didn't know English, I didn't have the words. I just made up my own words.
Felt it. You just felt like it in your bones, right?
Imitate this sound. But nowadays, looking at the words, like, oh, that's fascinating. You look at the words, you understand what he was talking about all along. Yeah. So that is really cool.
But I have a question. Like, did you feel that aggression? Like you said, like, I mean, like hearing it kick you, beat you, like it's, were you getting that vibe from it? Like, oh, he must be something like that. The meaning was.
Even though I didn't know anything, I didn't understand anything. You still got the vibe. Like, oh, this sounds cool, man. I mean, it sounds aggressive. And you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I like rock music is because there is that aggression involved. In most of them, So, but the feeling was there for sure. All right, so now I think it's time for the big challenge of the day. And the big challenge of the day is, share with us the meaning of a song that you really like. What does it talk about? So you can leave us a comment on YouTube, or you can send us an email at hello@reallifeglobal.com, and you can also send us a voice message. To send your voice message, it's very simple. You can just go to speakpipe.com/reallifeenglish. That is speakpipe.com/reallifeenglish. Remember, real life, double L, all together. Just make sure that your audio message is short, 30 seconds or less. We really appreciate it. And to conclude the episode, Cassie, we have here a couple of comments from a previous episode that were left here on YouTube. And in the last episode, we asked, would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in your life? We actually did that one together, right, Cass, about the Would You Rather game? We played that together. So could you read a couple of responses we got?
So the first one is from a viewer named BunyuRVUV5PO, who says, if I had to choose, I would rather have a pause button in my life. It would be nice to take a break from the hustle and bustle of everyday life and just enjoy the moment without worrying about what comes next. I like that. I like that thinking, right? Like a break from the hustle and bustle. Really nice. The next comment that we got was from Code Eager, who says, it's difficult to choose, but I would go with the rewind button because if something bad happened, I could go back and change it after rewinding. That's true. Another good point.
I love the responses. Yeah. Nice ways of thinking. Yeah. The trains of thought. All right, everybody. So that's all we have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did filming it and recording it for you. And stay tuned for next week's episode, which is going to come out really soon. All right. Cassie, always a pleasure. And now I think it's time for us to leave with the oh yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. So 3, 2, 1.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.